Oh, hi folks. Welcome to Comedy Forecast. Yeah, I was just headed up to Danny Hillcrest's apartment here at the Venus Arms. He said he was having some technical problems. Now look, with Danny, that could mean he can't figure out how to shave with his Motorola razor. I'll meet you up there. Oh, and this is episode 232, covering all the bases. Hi, I'm Clinton, and this is my show. It used to be 4 minutes long, but that was some time ago. I think that's all you need to know. Let's go!
Brought to you by every single commercial on Hulu. We just want to say, we know we can be a bit frustrating, and we realize we aren't always the right fit. Heck, even we're not sure why we sponsor trailers on Hulu. Let's face it, trailers are already commercials. The point is, we just want you to take 15 or 30 seconds to watch us, and then we'll go away until the next break. So please don't minimize us or switch to another tab when we're on. It hurts our feelings. You've been doing Google searches and updating your Facebook status this entire time I've been talking, haven't you? Well, fine! We'll remember this the next time you want to share a clip with your friends! Hope they like 30-minute infomercial pre-rolls!
Hi! Danny Hillcrest here!
Yes, I know, Danny. It's me, Clinton. Open the door!
Danny.
Yeah, I came as soon as that. What in the name of going out of business sales is all this mess?
This is what I phoned to call you about.
There are computers and wires and disks everywhere around here. Look, I thought I told you you needed to finish one Heath kit before you opened the next 16 of them.
No. I just...
Yeah, hold on a second. I'll get that.
The following explanation is brought to you on Hulu with limited commercial interruptions by the all-new Ford...
Oh, no, you don't. You were saying, Danny?
I just wanted to preserve, protect, and preserve this VHS tape. So I wanted to back it up.
With what?
Well, at first I brought out my Betamax machine, which I just bought on eBay. And then I thought, that's silly. I mean, Betamax is dead. Right? So, I bought a Hi8 camcorder and transferred it there.
Danny, I hate to tell you this, but not many people use tape camcorders anymore.
Yeah, I figured that out. So, I bought a Sony mini disc camcorder and put it on there. And then a camcorder that uses SD cards and put it on there, too.
Well, that's odd, but okay.
But then I thought, these mini discs and SD cards are so small. What if I step on them? Or eat them?
What?
So I bought this machine and transferred the tapes directly onto DVD. But then I was nervous. You know, sometimes DVDs get scratched when you use them to scrape off that silver stuff on lottery tickets, and then they just don't play. So I made a second copy just to be on the safe side. But then I thought, DVDs are a kind of old school playground swing set. Who knows if you'll always be able to play them back? So I bought this Blu-ray recorder, and of course, I made a second backup copy of that, too.
Huh. I'm surprised you didn't put it on HD DVD.
Oh, please. Who would be stupid enough to buy an HD DVD player?
Hey, look, I really wanted to get Star Trek Remastered in high def. How was I supposed to, go on?
But then I thought, well, there's still that whole scratches thing. And what if Blu-ray becomes the Quickster of formats? So, I transferred the video straight directly onto a hard drive as an MPEG file. And an MP4 file. And to be extra safe, QuickTime. And Windows Media. And that RealPlayer thing. And that format Google wants everyone to use.
WebM.
No, I don't think doctors have their own format. And wouldn't that be in Latin?
Not WebMD, WebM.
But then I thought, what if there's a fire? Or I drop the drive. Or a mountain lion hits it with a cricket wicket. So, I decided to back up the video straight up to the cloud with Dropbox. But then I thought, what if Dropbox drops one too many times and something breaks? So, I backed it up with Mozy and Carbonite. And I stored it on iCloud and Amazon Cloud Drive and even Windows Live SkyDrive. And then, I had lunch. And thought about how you never see gray beach balls. But then I thought, wait, With all this backing up to the cloud, what if my DSL connection goes out? So I got cable and satellite internet and fiber to the curb, which isn't really at all what I thought I imagined it would be, which is a shame because the idea of an endless stream of brand cereal coming into the hotel seemed like a great idea.
Well, that's all pretty elaborate. This must be one important video.
Oh, it is.
What is it?
It's my interview with Steven Spielberg.
You interviewed Steven Spielberg?
When? Right when Jurassic Park 3, This Time It's Perpetual, came out.
Wow. Can I see it?
Well, sure. Do you want to see it from this Sony memory stick? Or this zip drive? Or...
Just play it.
Okay.
The following clip is brought to you on Hulu with limited commercial interruptions by Little Wicker Baskets.
Hi, Danny Hillcrest here, and I'm here at the premiere of Jurassic Park 3, Return of the Velocimeter. And with me is Steven Spielberg.
Are you talking to me?
I sure am, Mr. Spielberg. Hey, this is pretty exciting, isn't it? Do you think any of the dinosaurs will show up?
Hey, look, lady, I...
Man!
Oh, sorry, I... Really? Hey, look, I ain't Steven Spielberg, all right? This isn't Hollywood, and this isn't a movie premiere. This is the Middling Fair Second Run Theater and All-Night Pottery Emporium. Now give me your ticket and go inside, or I will kick your tokes out onto the street.
Oh, right. This is where I pretend to hand you a ticket, and you get a beautiful model to walk me down the red carpet.
That is it. I've had it with you. Let's go, buddy.
This is so realistic.
So why do you want to keep that?
Hello, Steven Spielberg?
Danny, that is not Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, right. He had a beard and glasses and that whole lack of hair on his head and everything.
Danny, he is wearing an usher's uniform.
See? This was way before Usher. That man is always thinking about the future, especially when it comes to dinosaurs, like on his new TV show, Terracotta.
Never mind. Look, are you really going to keep all of this stuff?
No, I think all these electronic media things are worthless. I wanted to see if you needed any of it.
Well, then what are you going to do for a backup?
Oh, I had an artist turn the video into an illustration. Paper lives on. Or maybe I should have had it turned into an interpretive dance. Cave painting, that's it. No. Epic poem.
More like epic fail poem.
I love it.
Folks, I don't think this is Steven Spielberg. But you decide. Here's what I'll do. I'll put the illustration, drawn by artist Julieta Colas, up on the Comedy Forecast Facebook page. And you can vote. Go to facebook.com/comedyforecast. And remember, that's with the number 4. I'll also have a link to that in the show notes for this episode, episode 232, at comedyforecast.com.
Hulu is proud to support the effort of Comedy Forecast to get listeners to vote on Facebook.
Will you get out of here?
If you want to get in touch with us, just send an email to comedyforecast, all one word with the number 4, at gmail.com. Or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. Keep up with all the latest news by joining the Comedy Forecast Facebook fan page at facebook.com/comedyforecast. All one word with the number 4. And follow Comedy Forecast on Twitter. All one word, you get the idea. And be sure to subscribe to the show so you automatically get all the episodes. It's easy, because Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes.
If you like the show, give us a great review and we'll give you a shout out.
Zune Marketplace.
Zune me, baby.
And Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.